Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the tranquility brought about by ubudiyya, the worship, the servitude, and the obedience to Allah. Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the tranquility that comes about via ubudiyya, the worship, the servitude, and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. Exalted and glorified is He. So, you know, in the modern era that we live in, we find that stress, anxiety, depression, frustration, anger, all of these vices, unfortunately, are prevalent among society. Now, one of the reasons why these things have become so prevalent among society and have become so prevalent among people is because of the systems that we live in. The systems that we live in, for the most part, they are non-divine systems, and they are systems that are not created or made in order to help an individual grow psychologically and spiritually. Matter of fact, the only reason that these systems, the only purpose of these systems, is that they want to make money, or they want to develop the society again in order to make money, or it is all about power and status and position and these kind of things. And so because these systems are based upon these vices and the ultimate goal is for a certain group of individuals to reach, you know, the peak of a certain vice, for example, greed. So what ends up happening is in order to reach that ultimate peak of that vice, what they end up doing is they end up misusing and mistreating and taking advantage of and abusing the common masses. And so that is why you find that these systems inherently do not care about the psychological or spiritual, condition of the people. They could care less, if the people suffer. For them, all that is important is power and money and wealth and, greed and these kind of things. So what that results in, of course, is the common masses being taken advantage of. And that, of course, results in the suffering of the common masses. And that suffering is intimately connected to stress and anxiety and depression and these kind of ills that many people across the world are facing. So I guess if we reverse the equation, it is because we live in societies that the systems are not catered toward humanity. So, for example, the pure Muhammadan Islam, of course, is specifically catered to help the psychological and spiritual growth of every single human being. And so any system that is based upon the pure Muhammadan Islam will and should cater to and help and strengthen and support the psychological and spiritual needs of a human being. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. We'll be right back.
everyone. Today's question asks, why do Muslims pray? One of the most important rulings in Islam is the daily prayer that Muslims must partake in. Maybe you have seen Muslims in large groups say prayer together on TV. You might think it looks a little weird because there is so much action involved in prayer. Why don't Muslims just clasp their hands together, become reverent, and speak their prayers silently? Why must there be a loud call to prayer and a set time for these prayers to be said in? This is because Muslims all around the world pray the same prayer in the same way and at the same times. In total, there are 5 separate prayers that Muslims recite in Arabic. This is so that there can be conformity for all prayers said. But the true beauty of the prayer lies in the meaning, and so many Muslims choose to look up the translation of the prayer in their own language so that they truly know what they are reciting. The reason for the actual prayer is so that Muslims always focus on being kind and doing the right thing, no matter the circumstances. In Islam, it is believed that the world is a testing ground for humans, in which they have to always choose for the right over the wrong. It is also believed that humans, after they die and on Judgment Day, will be judged based on their actions on earth. The prayer, therefore, acts as a sort of shield against wrongdoings that might tempt the people. They help remind people that their life on earth is short and serve as a means to put life in perspective. Think of it this way. Let's say you are sitting in an exam at school. Initially, you know that this is an exam and that you have to do your best in order to pass with a good grade. Throughout the exam, however, you also have the teacher supervising you and also a clock to tell you how much more time you have left. The teacher and the clock both reinforce the fact in your mind that you are taking an exam so that you do not slack off, dawdle, or cheat. The Muslim daily prayers serve the same purpose. They allow you to connect with God on several occasions throughout the day. They also help you remember that you are on earth for a short period of time and that you are responsible for your actions at all times. Now imagine during your exam, your teacher would not be there to supervise and there would be no means to tell the time during your exam. Would you still be trying as hard to finish your exam well? Or would you start talking with your classmates, cheat, or even take out your sandwich and indulge because you think you have the time to do so? Without daily prayers, Muslims would have a much harder time focusing on their actual purpose in life. They would not strive to be the best version of themselves that they could be and would indulge in the non-essential things in life. So why not try praying once in a while? Try taking a minute or two, a couple times a day, just to focus on a connection with the Creator.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we were talking a little bit about how ubudiyya, the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah is a source of tranquility. So now when we kind of talked a little bit as a fundamental introduction to the subject by talking about the systems and how they promote stress and anxiety and depression and the ills that are within these categories. Now, we find that the Holy Quran has very beautifully said that the hearts find rest, tatma'innu al-qulub, in Allah's remembrance. So this is a very beautiful statement, it's very profound, and this is one of the, you know, curing, miraculous prescriptions for all of the stress and anxiety and depression and anger that human beings across the world are facing. You know, when we look at, for example, the people of Palestine, the people of Palestine in the last 2 years or so have faced an incredibly horrible and atrocious and shocking genocide. And it continues to the present day. You know, in the summers, these poor individuals are dying from the heat. And in the, you know, winter, they are faced with rains and flooding of their tents, incredibly, you know, cold weather while they are living in tents, along with, of course, you know, the basic civilian infrastructure that has been destroyed, basic facilities, basic needs. They are not able to meet those. And, you know, when you look, for example, into the starvation issue, lack of food, lack of fuel, and of course the death and the murder of their loved ones, their parents, their brothers and sisters, their grandparents, their children, their grandchildren, their neighbors, all being killed and murdered, you know, for over 2 years nonstop. When you look at these individuals and you speak with them, one of the things that is very highlighted and it is very prominent is their tranquility. Yes, they are grieving. Yes, they are sad. Yes, they are suffering. Yes, they are facing trials and tribulations beyond imagination. Yes, you know, there are calamities that are befalling them, but still you will see that they have a sort of tranquility. And when you listen to what they say, they will always say, "Praise be to Allah." They will always say, "Allah is the best of protectors, Allah is the best of witnesses, Allah is the best of helpers, Allah is the best of supporters, Allah will take our revenge, Allah will save us." And so you see, it is this remembrance that they have and their constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah which has brought them the tranquility to be able to overcome all of the anxiety and stress and depression and trials and tribulations that they are facing. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
حسبنا الله.